This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
You're in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Adatula, hanging out with you. One more hour to go on this thirsty Thursday, and then we turn it over to the drive. Clinton Ron at the Buffalo Wild Wings in New Caney, and then it really become a thirsty Thursday for real. So make sure you make your way out there if you have an opportunity to, because the fellas are going to have a good time. They always are going to have a good time. Let's also talk about who could possibly have a good time on Sunday, Lopez. This week six matchup against the Patriots for your Texans, I think, provides an opportunity for the team itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously there's some things that we're still hoping that they get together and get right within the team, and I think that this will have an opportunity to do that. One of those that we're really excited about and we talked about was with Drake May being named the starter for the Patriots. I think this opportunity for that defensive line to really show out, maybe start piling on the numbers like we talked about with ND on getting home, and you know, kind of the sacks come in bunches, that bunches could start this Sunday. But that's from like a team perspective.
Yeah.
As individual, who stands to gain the most from this game? Because I feel like there's quite a few possibilities that pop up when we start talking about it.
There are, but my mind keeps going back to a couple of dudes that I think could really eat on Sunday. Xavier Hutchinson, you know, and Andy said the same thing or similar to what I said, and I think you agreed. He's looked pretty good. He had his moments. Even last year a little bit, they're using him in ways, even when they have their full complement of receivers, Xavier Hutchinson would find a way on the field.
Yeah.
Whether it's for a route that maybe he did or didn't get a target, or more likely, you know, an end around of some sort. So they clearly like Xavier Hutchinson. This is an opportunity. I think it's an opportunity in which he's going to be able to thrive where like a guy like John Metchie, no offense, you know, has had the same opportunities and didn't. I think Xavier Hutchinson is one. And then you just talked about the pass rush.
Wait, before we even go, because you were talking about Xavier Hutchinson, and you don't have to take our words for it. Yeah. CJ Stroud, the quarterback of this team, talked about Xavier.
Yeah, just growth, you know. Somebody who, you know, puts his head down, works continually, and just really loves the game of football, wants to be coached, and really just putting good stuff on film, you know, in the run game, pass game. I think he showed up for us really big in his pass game. So, you know, just really good to get him going before, you know, he's about to, you know, start one or, you know, so on and so forth.
And then the other one, I mean, that's obvious, you know, what he just said. I think Xavier Hutchinson has all the markings of, you know, not being the game breaker. I think Stephon could step up. Stephon could be in this category. You know, he's been gradually getting better, led the team in receiving when Nico went out. Maybe he goes over 100, you know, for the first time this year. But that's not the other one I'm thinking of. The other one I'm thinking of is you're facing a defense. I mean, excuse me, an offensive line that is really bad.
Yeah.
And a rookie quarterback that has never seen anything like he's about to see on Sunday.
That is correct.
I mean, nobody's complaining yet about Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson's sack numbers. We're just noting that they have not, they've gotten pressures, but they haven't finished the job.
A lot of pressures, in fact. This second team is very good at doing pressuring, at least.
I could see Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson just engulfing him. I was trying to think of the right word. Just swallowing him. Like, just completely.
Yeah, you got to the AO moment. Okay, very good. Yeah. I was like, is he going to dance around it? Nope. No, he's not. It's cool. Keep going.
I could see Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson just swallowing Drake May.
Like, shout out to TD Jakes.
Just absolutely engulfing him. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I know. That's what makes it funny.
And finally finishing the job. You know, I think they could get there multiple times.
Yeah. I mean, this is a team that leads the league in quarterback pressure percentage, 42%. Mm-hmm. Which is good for first. And so, yeah, it'd be nice to see that turn into actual sack numbers and really ending plays, ending drives, and maybe even taking the ball away with that way. So, yeah, they definitely stand to gain here. All right, some other guys that possibly stand to gain. And this one is interesting because it looks like he is going to play for certain. But now I'm wondering if I should mention him. Damian Pierce possibly stands to gain here. But now we have Joe Mixon practicing again today. So I do wonder, like, I was thinking about this earlier today, and like, Damian Pierce might stand to gain. He might have the opportunity to be the lead back. But now Joe Mixon, it looks like he might be on the path to playing this weekend.
I think he could absolutely. I mean, you know, he's chomping at the bit. You know, to have another,
which of the he's
Joe Mixon.
Got you.
To follow up that week one with a week six, you know, that can maybe say, hey, it wasn't a fluke, you know, I'm there. Now, I would advise people to stay tuned for after Figgy's mixtape about 140. I think it kind of leads to some interesting decisions that didn't need to be made at the running back position. But no, I'm with you. I think that could absolutely either or both of those.
Okay, some other names that you can maybe pull up here on guys who stand to benefit. We mentioned Hutchinson, but Robert Woods has been a guy, and we talked about this earlier. In fact, ND brought this up. It feels like we have not had a lot of conversations about him just in general. Mm-hmm. Now, the place where you talk about him clearly is something that came up this past week where he takes over returning duties almost fully. And you see some of those things he does pretty well, except for, you know, downing everything in some instances where you don't need to down things. But when it comes to Woods as a wide receiver, truly trusted wide receiver, and I don't know that Nico Collins his workload is going to go entirely to one player, Xavier Hutchinson. So I do wonder if you see Robert Woods get a little bit more burn than the kind of spot plays that he has gotten.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of spliced off of the Nico Collins workload that was previously there.
Maybe a little more, but maybe I'm just thinking of in terms of like a big step. Someone who could take a big step. I think Robert Woods, when he gets the opportunities, is going to take advantage of them. I mean, he's just the consummate professional, does his job, et cetera. No, I could see him, you know, having a what we would call a good game, but like exploding, you know, like where I think Xavier Hutchinson might have five catches, you know, four or five, which is a lot.
Yeah.
You know, which is a lot for him. I think Robert Woods is just like pencil him in. He's going to do his job.
Okay.
You know, he's going to do his job.
Okay, some other ones that maybe come up. Tank Dell clearly is one of those guys, but almost to what extent I think is the week going to be good for him? Because clearly he's going to be more of a focal point than he has been in the first 5 weeks of this season. But to what degree and in what role? Because I think that when you're talking about replacing Nico Collins, it's not just, you know, okay, this guy is going to do it, but like the portions of responsibilities that he had, or responsibility might not be the right word, but the portions of things that he did, I think that those get sectioned off into, okay, you handle this portion of this. And I don't know if it's going to be as explicit as that, but like certain players, I think, will take some of the responsibilities of what he did. Mm-hmm. And we've talked about this multiple times. I wonder how many of those Tank will ultimately take from him, whether it's kind of just getting back into being the scramble drill kind of a guy that CJ keys in on, whether he can use the speed that he has to attack downfield and he can be kind of the deep shot guy that CJ seems to really enjoy throwing the football to. I'm interested to see what he's able to grasp.
I'm with you. And I think Tank could take that big leap because Tank hasn't been a disappointment, but he hasn't been oh wow either. You know?
Yeah.
Like he's doing a very good job. But, you know,
being a star in his role.
Yeah, he is. But to be able to maybe fill that void of the big plays. And as I mentioned earlier, that's not necessarily, hey, go run 70 yards. It's catch the ball when the matchup benefits you and then go 70 yards.
Yeah.
You know, he could break it.
Okay, so more pass catchers, and these guys haven't been talked about a lot. Dalton Schultz, Cade Stover. And Dalton Schultz is an interesting one. I know our guy Clint on the drive, Clint Sterner, has been really, I don't know, he's been a little tough. There's a lot of tough love for our guy Dalton Schultz when it comes to like his demeanor on the field and maybe a lack of nastiness in the blocking game at times. And I think some of this might just be like Dalton Schultz's natural inclinations when it comes to demeanor. But if you were inclined to have, I guess, like the least generous interpretation of what's happened with Dalton,
yeah,
and you say that maybe he's just maybe not as excited about what his role has become with the you know, offense being filled with options and target. Is it possible that he could maybe have a role increase within this to where now you can see more opportunities for him and something that kind of keeps him more engaged and more excited to go?
Dalton Schultz is a very interesting one to me. And the reason is, I think part of it is his demeanor. Like he's not, you know, a fiery, you know.
No, I wouldn't call him a firebrand by any means.
throw it.
Although he could be intense. Don't get me wrong. He can be intense.
No, he can. Ask Jimmy Ward about that. And
fair enough. Touche.
Ask Derek Stingley about that. He can. But I think it's like his body language on the field is not one of, oh, wow, you know, Dalton Schultz making plays. He's been fine. But fine isn't necessarily what you're expecting, especially in a game like this.
Especially with what you paid him to return as well.
Yeah.
So, between Schultz and Stover, which of those guys do you think would have more of an opportunity to have the most game?
I'm glad you brought up Stover. We should probably bring up Quatoriano as well. He's on the 53. Who knows what the decisions are going to be made, you know? But the tight ends in general, they might have something in store. You
that's
know,
interesting.
With the tight ends, whether it's I like Stover's upside, clearly.
Yeah.
As you know, him being a rookie and all that. And I think, you know, he had one or two catches in the last game.
I only recall one, but I can look at the box score.
And I think maybe he's going to get into the mix a little bit more.
Two catches.
Yeah.
Now, 6 yards. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Still. It wasn't like, oh, hey, Cade Stover has entered the chat. No, it's more like, okay, maybe they kind of like Xavier Hutchinson.
Yeah.
He's done enough to where maybe they want to do more.
Okay. I hear what you're going for there. Yeah. Now, you mentioned Tegan Quatoriano. I wanted to play here what D'Amico Ryan said about Tegan coming back because it felt like I got an idea of what his role is going
to
be.
And for Tegan, you know, it was tough. We had a lot of guys that we wanted to keep, and I truly meant that at the cut down day. A lot of guys wanted to keep Tegan. Unfortunately, you know, we couldn't keep him at that time, and, you know, we had an opportunity here with Brooks being out, so we had an opportunity to bring Tegan back, so excited to get him back. And he, you know, for me, it's having guys who we've worked with before. They understand, you know, how we work. They understand our scheme, and they can just fit right in very smoothly. And Tegan is one of those guys. Also added Kadar Holman, which is one of those guys as well. So excited to see guys we've had get right back in and fit right back in, and like they've been here before. It's nice, easy. It's good to see those guys back, smile on their face, and they're excited to be back. That's what's the most important thing.
So maybe D'Amico was just speaking straight up, hey, British Brooks is out and he's on the IR, and that roster spot allowed us to bring Quatoriano back. But I do wonder if that's role situation where like being the big body, being kind of the pseudo fullback is what brings Tegan Quatoriano back when it comes to the role that he will actually play.
I think that's exactly what it is, right? Big dude, strong dude, and certainly is already familiar with the role, as you just said, that he's going to have in this offense and maybe at fullback. And then he also mentioned someone there that I think is very, very interesting.
Yes, exactly, because now we have Kamari Lassiter missing 2 days of practice with that shoulder after we got practice reports today. Cornerback situations, there's somebody who can have an opportunity to step in and be really helpful if indeed Kamari Lassiter is not capable of going.
Yeah, and that would be Kadar Holman.
You think it's Holman?
I think wouldn't it have to be?
He's on the 53, man, but you have opportunities to elevate some guys. So when you talk about cornerbacks on this team, obviously.
Akuda
is a guy, but I don't know where he's at, like health-wise, to be completely honest, personally. Desmond King was brought back to this team. He is on the practice squad, but that's nothing that Elevation can't fix. You know what I mean? Like, I do wonder where they ultimately go. And there's an up and down relationship with Desmond King on, kind of the will they, won't they of his relationship with this Texans team. But he is here again and he is familiar. And when you bring him in and have him on the field, he tends to make plays.
He does tend to make plays, and it's been a little bit confusing that, you know, that he's kind of been up and down like that. But I will say this. Obviously, Okuda is on reserve right now. King on the practice squad, as you said, could be elevated. So you brought in, you know, you brought in another cornerback in Kadar Holman.
D'Angelo Ross also still
D'Angelo
on the roster.
Ross is there as well. I just got put it this way. If Lassiter can't go, that other cornerback is going to be attacked.
Yes.
He's going to be attacked.
Assuming that, like you said, you know, Drake May isn't entirely engulfed mm-hmm. and consumed.
Swallowed.
I wasn't going to use that word. By the defensive line. Yeah, then if he's able to get some passes off, you got to imagine that, you know, Drake May will be hoping to get that ball and over to whoever is guarding opposite Derek Stingley.
Mm-hmm. No, they're going to be attacked, and to what degree they're going to have success, I don't know. But we're talking about, you know, who stands to gain the most. We talked about the obvious ones and some of that we thought, you know, on the offensive side. Hey, on the defensive side, there's going to be some chances there to maybe make a statement or two.
So who do you point to? There's a lot of guys that we've thrown out here.
I like Xavier Hutchinson as a guy that can really, really, really stand out overall. On
yes, 8-3-2 Miles Bryan is still on the team.
On the defensive side, I'm feeling Holman. You know, he knows the system, knows the team, and maybe, you know, obviously they brought him in. You got the other guys that have been a little bit unproven. What about you?
I'd probably go offense, and I might go straight to Tank. Like, this might just be the easy one, right? He slides into, like, mm-hmm. being the number two wide receiver and having that level of focus. And then I think also with Christian Gonzalez, I don't know if they're going to have any level of, you know, follow around to them. But I think that if you can kind of slow down, or if you just think in a very, I guess, wider view, mm-hmm. you know, Christian Gonzalez is going to make it tough on Stephon Diggs in theory, right?
Yeah.
Or what have you. And then who's up next? Tank Dell, in order to get some opportunities. So I think that it might just be Tank having an opportunity to get his season really going in earnest, right? Having a little bit of a jump start on what his season has been. He's been solid, but, you know, there's more there with more of a role and then an opportunity. I think it might be Tank's week to have the big game. There you go. In the Loop Sports Radio 610, the time has come. We need to find out what happened with this caper. Figgy, what you got?
Yeah, man, the search is over, man. We called the dogs off. We found somebody, man. We actually have a suspect.
Oh,
and
wow.
I wonder if it's somebody from Sports Radio 610.
Oh!
You know I'm wondering.
You're going to have to wait to find out. But, yes, her package was received. She got her package back.
Excellent.
So,
okay.
We going to have an update on that, plus some of the black music that white folks seem to love that's making these records go diamond in the club.
It's going to be the fastest segment on the show today, and it's coming to you next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there in the moment you all been waiting
for. Let's do it.
Oh, man. Yeah,
I need to know. Was it me?
It wasn't you.
Okay,
shout
good.
Out to Shaggy.
All right.
It wasn't me.
Woo.
But it was somebody up here, man. We finally got the Odyssey thief.
Okay.
And I'm
so backstory.
Yeah, so the backstory, I'm going to let Mo share her backstory. It's Mo from the Morning Bull. She's on the morning show. The bullpen.
Yeah.
So the bullpen on 100.3 The Bull. And this is her story on what happened to her up here with her package.
A friend stopped by the radio station and brought a gift for my toddler, Sailor. It was an inflatable unicorn float. I left it here at the station like I'd forgot about it. And I saw some video footage that tells me someone robbed it from the radio station.
We have cameras all over the building, all over this floor. And so it was... It was fairly easy, I guess, for you to find it. But you wouldn't show us the video.
I kind of wanted to see. Yesterday, I was like, I'm going to give this person 24 hours to reach out, maybe apologize and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I got so many text messages yesterday from other radio stations.
So many, yes. And we posted on social as well.
Yeah.
And they were commenting, it wasn't me. I need to clear my name immediately.
Correct.
Right.
I didn't do that.
Thank
but
you, Jesse Watt.
Did not hear from the person that did it.
Oh, wow.
So everybody that was saying, hey, it wasn't me. Hey, I didn't take it. She heard from everybody but the person that actually took it.
Oh, somebody didn't come clean. I thought somebody would have came clean and we would have cleaned it up that way.
Yeah, nah. This person got aired out this morning, man.
Oh, wow.
Man got aired out. So this is the Morning Bullpen reaction to finding out that person still didn't come through.
Yeah.
Oh, so they didn't come forward. I thought you were going to tell us that they came forward and apologized.
I kind of thought like maybe like a side text sort of situation.
Okay.
Because I thought we were cool, honestly.
Oh, wow. Drama.
No phone call, no text.
No.
So this is why I want to ask y'all, because I know, Reggie, you probably don't know Mo as well because you just got here.
No, she's been delightful, though.
She's awesome.
She's great. But I kind of want us to go through the list. Like, who is she talking about? Because it got to be somebody. She felt like they were close.
At one of our stations.
Somebody up here. She felt
on the air.
On the air. That was something I forgot when I mentioned Ben yesterday. So I was like, she said they were on the air. I was like, okay, so it's definitely someone on the air.
Yeah. So it was somebody she felt that was super close to her that could have texted or say, oh, sorry, my bad.
I don't know.
Well, you mentioned the candidates. You know, that they either have kids or maybe grandkids.
Yeah. Let me ask y'all this. What station do y'all think
this is? I think it was from The Bull.
Yeah.
Mm.
But she set it up as someone from one of the other stations, though.
Oh, she did? I thought she said someone here.
I've since gone back and rewatched the tape a few times.
Okay, okay. So, like, I woke up thinking about that, too, and Baby Shark. But regardless, okay, so not The Bull.
It's not The Bull.
Is it a mega person?
Let's find out, man.
Oh, no.
Hey, let's find out. No. This is Mo from the Morning Bull pretty much saying how this person is the person in it, all up in the video.
Who is it?
Y'all are never going to believe it.
Okay.
It was Cindy Bourbano from Mega.
Whoa! What? The morning show there?
Not only does she do the morning show, yesterday or 2 days ago,
yeah,
the mayor of Houston declared it Cindy Bourbano Day in Houston.
Right. I remember that.
What? So she was on the video. I actually saw the video. She was on the video scuffling through the packages.
Oh my gosh.
And took her package.
Oh,
man.
No, Cindy.
On her day. She have a day in Houston.
Maybe that's why she was like, it's my Bourbano day, so all the mail is mine now.
She had a proclamation.
Yes.
That's not what happened.
Do you take this proclamation back?
No.
By the way, and Cindy Bourbano probably has more money than anybody up here. Like, if I had Cindy Bourbano money, I would burn mine.
Hey,
I mean...
hey, that's why she probably got all that money, man. She just take
so she's a thief.
Damn, that sounded really harsh the way you said it.
Well,
however,
I mean, so
with the situation
she?
That we have right
what
now.
Is she?
So this... all right, so I'm going to explain the situation because I actually talked to Cindy about this.
I hope so.
So she...
Check your wallet?
Was it in the interview room? Was it one-way glass?
Was there a witness there?
Yeah. So the situation was Cindy have a kid too, and she actually ordered the same damn thing, the floaty or whatever that was. She ordered the same thing and had it shipped up here. So she thought
Is there proof of the order?
Hey, I don't know, but
that's her story. She's sticking to it.
Looks just like the one I ordered.
Yeah. So she did bring buy another one to bring it up here.
Okay.
So they ended up shaking hands and all that stuff. So everything went cool, but it is one more situation that happened. So I ain't gonna pick on Lopez, but your people, man.
Oh,
your people,
wow.
Man. You know how it is when stuff.
Wow.
Our brothers and sisters in Latinidad.
Hey,
oh no.
Hey, you know, and black folks can relate to this too, man.
Yeah.
Like we like to mess around with each other. We like to bust each other balls.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
all
yeah.
that stuff. So with her having her own day and her peers on her morning show decided to do a song for her or what she thought was in honor of her having her own day. And I'm going to need some help from you, Lopez.
All right,
I'm going to need you to translate.
Oh, some translation happening?
Yeah.
I'll pick up every fourth word.
Because I have no idea what they were singing about, but she looked it very disappointed at the end.
Ay, chicos, me trajeron serenata. Woo! A ver, mi vida, a ver, cuéntenme.
Vamos a arrancar con esta que dice... Si ellos están mintiendo, por favor, defiéndete. Yo sé que no lo harás, pues dicen la verdad.
¿Me están llamando mentirosa?
Miénteme como siempre.
No, mentirosa means a
por favor, miénteme. Necesito creerte. Compréndeme.
All right, so I didn't get all that because it was kind of a distant, but they were really ripping, banging on her for "We believed you, we didn't understand why you would do this."
Salute.
We didn't know you was a liar and a cheater. That's crazy,
man. This is gonna set us back in this station, in this building.
Oh man,
my people are gonna be uphill.
People thought it was us. So
of course they did.
So during the polls, I think Mix ended up being the leader as far as who people thought stole the package. But we was in second place. People thought it was us. So now, man, we gotta look at Mega a little funny now.
Cindy, I'm not mad, but I'm really disappointed.
Yeah,
I did not expect it to be her.
I'd like to see the receipt on her getting that other.
Lopez is gonna do some additional, some additional investigation.
Yeah, I think she was so embarrassed too, because mind you, when the Bull announced who it was, Mega started getting a bunch of phone calls.
Oh, so that's what Cindy was talking about this morning. Yeah, okay, so
that's,
okay.
That's how she found out. Wow. So they pretty much put her name out there, put her face on that Summer Jam screen.
That's tough.
Well, man. She was warned.
Yeah, man.
She did get a little bit of warning.
Yeah, I'm just glad it wasn't us.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would have felt embarrassed if it was somebody.
Oh, one of us? Oh, for sure.
Can I give a confession?
Yeah.
Like, I knew I didn't do it, but I was also scared. I was like, but what happens if, like, somehow I accidentally did?
I don't think. I thought about the same thing when I heard her say, oh, we got the video. I'm just like, oh man.
Lord, please
because
don't
I'll be
us.
Forgetting these cameras around here like that. Yeah. So I was like, oh, man. But salute to all
Lopez,
parties.
Your name has been cleared.
I didn't know it was being disparaged.
Oh, yeah, you did. We said it to your face. We said it to your face yesterday.
So we got to get to the fun part, man. The very, very fun part. So yesterday I did a segment where I pretty much played all the white people music that black people love a lot.
Yeah.
And people were super entertained by it to the point they want me to do the opposite.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to run by these songs. No particular order, but mm-hmm. I'm going to play them. And 713-572-4610. I need all my white folks to, if you agree with this, let me know, man. But I'm going to start first with...
Don't forget to let people know that you verified this.
I did. Big shout out to GT Main from 97.9 The Box.
Yeah, big shout out.
So he hit
so he had his own list, black music that white people like.
Yeah, and I had...
He saw it in the field. He went and experimented as a DJ.
Yeah. So I'm sure he do a lot of weddings, a lot of white weddings, and it's a certain Billy playlist Idol. You go to.
He's seen a lot of 40-something women do the woo-woo dance.
Yeah. So I'm going to go through this list, and I'm going to start it off with a little... I guess an artist that everybody loves at this point, including white people. A little gin and juice.
Yeah, a little G-Funk.
Here we go. Come on.
With so much drama in the LBC, it's kind of hard being...
I see white people rapping this. But
yeah, absolutely. Everybody loves Snoop, man.
Yeah, that's a given.
As evidenced by him hosting the Olympics and such, exactly. Right? Like, everybody loves Snoop.
Yeah, so this next one right here, I don't know if y'all going to give me some pushback on this, but I feel like this song became like a super, I don't want to say white song, but a lot of white people love this song right here.
Ah, yes.
Little Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Listen, baby. Ain't no
this is another one that we got into a lot of media.
So good.
A lot of commercials, a lot of movies.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
And it was the Supremes that sang it first now. Diana Ross and the Supremes sang it first.
Yeah, that happened a lot in that era, too, covers and such.
Yeah, and it was crazy. This is one of those songs that this one, the remake, sound better bigger. Than the original.
Yeah, bigger, yeah.
Yeah, so that's one.
Yeah, that's there.
This one right here, this is the first one I think about whenever I think about, like, black music that white people pretty much took over.
Mm-hmm.
This one. Here we go. rest in peace to Coolio.
That's funny. That's not the one that I would have thought of, but that's a good point.
This one, I never knew a black person that liked this song growing up.
Really?
This song was the corniest song you could possibly play, man.
This is definitely 100%.
I couldn't stand this song, man. Dog, if you was playing this song, you was whack.
Wait. Do you happen to have on this list, because somebody just texted in from the 281, everybody knows white people love... Sir Mix-a-Lot.
It's funny you said that, man.
Yeah?
Oh, we got... It's on the list?
It's on the list.
It's a good list, then. It's a good list, then.
This might be the number one.
This might be the number one. And I cannot lie. You other brothers can't
deny. When a girl walks in with an itty-bitty waist and a round thing in your face. Good Lord. I can see...
Some white girls.
Yeah, I can see women dancing to this. Yeah, 100%. I can see people dancing to this.
And this song was supposed to be like anti-white girls. Yeah. They were like talking so much smack about white girls in the song.
Yeah.
Don't you love the songs where people completely get the point of the song wrong?
Yes.
Yeah. Here's another one right here. This one played pretty often too. This one, I'm kind of pushing back on this song because I really liked the song when it first came out, but it pretty much went too mainstream. This one went way too mainstream. Yeah, when this song first came out, the streets was on fire, man. This song, you heard this song everywhere, but
now it's been in like 10 movies though.
That's the thing. Yeah. Now that is in movies and it's just super poppy now.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like I only think about white folks every time the song comes on, man. Unfortunately.
Oh man, the text line coming strong with some of the ones that are great answers.
This is this one is up here, man.
That's a wedding. That's a wedding staple.
Everybody loves this.
That's a wedding staple.
Yeah, but
really, I've been to quite a few white weddings, man.
It's a staple.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one right here, GT Man gave me this one, and I was kind of shocked, to be honest. I could see it, but I'm kind of shocked with this one.
It's the hey ho that does it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feeling involved.
Yep. You drew a picture on my morning, but you couldn't make my day.
I'm rocking in your unit, but you never look my way. I'm looking down. All right, so this one right here, I actually have a funny story about this song at John Lopez's daughter's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Because this song actually came on, and this is probably, rest in peace to this hip hop artist. This artist is probably one of the most lyrical guys, you know, in hip hop. But this is the one song that nobody really liked but white folks. And Sean Pendergast's wife was rapping every word to this song.
Oh, wow. At Leah's wedding?
Yes.
Yeah.
White people love this song, man.
100%. It's a great answer.
Y'all gonna make me lose my mind. Up in here. And when I say shout out to his lovely wife Amy, she rapped every lyric
word
to the song,
every word.
The whole lyrics. And DMS get a little dirty in the song.
Yeah, he does.
She was rapping everything.
Doesn't
in the
matter.
Song.
It's a song. Doesn't matter. I got to bring it to you,
cowards. All right, here's another one right here, man.
Oh,
I think
yeah.
this one is very universal, but. White people love this song.
Love it, man. Love it. But I love the song too. So
yeah,
I can't
this is this one a good song. It's like I can't give it to y'all.
Yeah,
you
I
know.
Can't give
yeah,
it to y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll
yeah.
loan it out, but you gotta bring it back.
We fighting over this song.
You gotta bring it back.
Yeah, everybody like this song.
Everybody rock this.
This one right here, this one is for the younger crowd.
And now I got the show.
This one's for this was for the younger people. And this song is all over the place. They play this song in stadiums and everything. And I ain't realized how big this song got right here. I got
cold. Mo Bamba, absolutely.
Yep.
This song is everywhere, man. I don't think he made this song for that attention. And this song is just like a stadium white kids type of song.
They
white
use it
kids
in introductions.
Yes.
You know, before the team comes running out.
Every time I hear this song, I think about white kids with dirty Air Force Ones. Just getting hype and just, yeah!
All right, so the text line has come through with a lot of contributions to the list. California Love by Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
Brick House. That is 100%.
Way back.
Hey Ya by Outkast. That is 100%.
Yes.
And Yeah.
By Usher. Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely one of those. High in Here by Nelly.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you mentioned this yesterday, Lopez. Mm-hmm. I believe is it Whoop, there it is.
Yeah.
I can't remember, is it Whoop or Whoop? Because those are two
Whoop.
Which one? Because I was like,
whoop,
there it is.
Yes.
There's two songs.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
But it, Whoop, There It Is by Tag Team.
Yeah.
Is that the one we're going with?
That's
here?
The one I was thinking of.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's one. But before we get out of here, though, I actually asked our program director, Parker Hillis, Parker the PD, I asked him for his top five rap songs that he can listen to forever.
And just to be clear, the whitest man in America.
I would, at least in the station.
Yeah, I kind of want y'all to guess his top five.
If you had to. Oh, that's tough. I don't know that I can give you that.
I want to hear.
I'm going to go through them. So, number five, he put Roses by Outkast.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Number four.
He was trying to be slick. He was like, I'm going to get a deeper
I'm going to throw a curveball.
Hey, number four, he put My Name Is by Eminem.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, that got to be in every white guy top five. Number three, this one threw me for a loop right here. Mad City by Kendrick Lamar.
Mad City by Kendrick Lamar.
I was just like, oh, okay.
I'm like, is he Googling? What is that? I got to hear it.
Is he Googling the deepest rap songs in history?
I'm sure I've heard it, but not the title.
I don't think you heard this.
Apparently, Park is a little dangerous.
Yeah. I started looking at
Oh, Super Freak by Rick James is a great answer.
It is. Yeah. That's an old school one, too. Number two, Sober by Childish Gambino.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That sounds like a college experience.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yes. And number one, Runaway by Kanye West.
Okay, that makes sense.
So I was really impressed by this list.
There's some more Kanye out there that could be used here for sure.
I can see Parker as a backpacker, hip-hop guy.
So Parker's a Kanye guy.
I feel like in this day and age, you might have to fight behind that designation.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to look at the age, too.
No, it's the music. So, it's the music. Yeah.
Who Let the Dogs Out comes through. Miss Jackson, my outcast,
I don't want to give Miss Jackson away.
We're not going to give it away.
Too late. You ain't got no say in it.
Okay. Let us know. How well did Figgy do with all the input that he got? On the black songs the white folks
love. Man, shout out to GT Man.
People want you to send out the list.
Hey man, maybe I should make a playlist off this.
Oh, Through the Wire by Ye. How wide is that one? I actually am not certain about.
No, that's big.
I feel like Power. Not Power, but Stronger.
Stronger's a good, especially because of the Daft Punk ties.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. That was a fantastic edition of Figgy's mixtape. If you didn't get all of it, you can go back and rewind it on the Odyssey app. You can catch us on the podcast. But yeah, apparently it was Cindy on her day.
Making us all look bad, Cindy.
What a wild time.
You gotta see the video too, man.
It was Cindy.
I'm like, oh man, she looked guilty.
She looked guilty doing it. Did she look both ways?
She was just like scrambling through the packages. I was just like, what is she doing?
Doing it fast.
I'm like, oh man.
Cindy in the library with the candlestick, apparently, is what it was. All right. Let's talk a little bit more real quick before we hand it over to the fellas of the drive. We'll do that next.
Thank you, Figgy.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Atitula.
We're still buzzing up here after another fantastic edition of Figgy's mixtape. We are tracking down all sorts of things. John is doing his additional investigation into things and
trying to see that video.
That's exactly what he's working on that video.
I got to see the video.
It's funny because we are caught up in the inter workplace intrigue. Everybody else is like, "Yo, you need to add this to the playlist. We got this song on the playlist."
Dude, my phone blew up. My phone is blowing up right now. Here's my rap list. Yeah.
It's a lot of those songs out there, by the way. Yeah. Like, just go to a wedding and you could probably hear all of those songs, man.
They're still coming in and I'm still
a bunch of them that I couldn't put on the list.
And you skewed a lot towards rap. We didn't even get into some of the other genres. Yeah,
it's a couple Stevie Wonder songs that unfortunately
Gold
took
Digger.
Over.
By Kanye.
Yeah.
Superstitious. Yeah. Stevie Wonder.
You mentioned Stevie. Lionel Richie, All Night Long.
That is one of the ones. That's theirs now.
He said that's theirs?
That's y'all. Y'all took it.
Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah. A lot of those, and people keep it. No Wu-Tang.
Sign, Sealed, Delivered.
Yeah. Oh, Sign, Sealed, Delivered.
That one is theirs. Yeah. I hear that every single white wedding.
That's incredible.
You also hear.
We appreciate you, tapping in and making Figgy's mixtape a blast. Fig, appreciate it. You did another one. In fact, we see people on the Twitch that are like, I'm going to go listen to that song now. So not only were you doing some, but you also exposing more people to more music. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, check it out on the Odyssey app, too. I'm sure.
Yeah, go ahead and run that back on the Odyssey app if you need to. And check out, I think also, I need to go listen to the full segment over on The Bull when they, I don't know if you can tell, I'm really tapped in on what happened there.
I got to find the video, man.
Yeah, I know, man. It was actually hilarious.
All right, so real quick before we go, we did see that there's an update on NFL win totals after week 5. So, every team had their previous expected win totals, the over-under kind of set on wins and losses, and these things have shifted. And so the Texans had started at 9.5, and I don't know how you felt about this Texas team before that, but what were you looking at that moment?
I think I said 10-7 before the season. Is that right? That sounds like what I said. I can't remember exactly. I think I said 10-7. So, yeah, over 9.5.
So now we've gotten to a place where they moved from the line at 9.5, and now after 5 weeks, the line has moved to 10.5.
Okay.
Which, I mean, like, that's a pretty respectful line. I mean, the Lions also have a 10.5 game win total or over-under line there as well. Let me see if there's any other teams that are similarly there. The Eagles are in that place, which I don't know if that makes you feel better or worse mm-hmm. about having your line set at 10.5. The Bills are also in that place at 10.5. So, like, those are the teams that you're around. But I think also, like, you look at the way that they have gone, and they've won some of these games early. Understanding there's going to be some tough stretches. Like, mm-hmm. how does that make you feel, the fact that they moved from 9.5 to 10.5?
I did see this, and my first thought is not necessarily about the Houston Texans. I think what this is a gamble. This is a book.
Okay,
you
know? Fair enough.
The book is making this prediction, and the book realizes that this division is garbage. like the Texans could go. You get six. They might get six wins in the division. You only play six division games. So I think that's where the number got boosted. Not an insult to the Texans, because they clearly are on the right arc. You know. But they're like, well, they already, they're going to beat Colts twice, Titans twice, and the Jags twice. So they're six, so you better bump up that number. And even if you lose one, you're still in a good spot.
I mean, being 4-1 and looking at the schedule, I do wonder if 10, I mean, and I understand it's 10.5. I would probably go over in some ways, but I also wonder if I'm being a little too optimistic.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like there's still opportunities in the schedule to get even more wins. But okay, that's fair enough. How are we feeling about this running back situation? Because it looks like Joe Mixon is back, and it feels like he will play. Like, we were already kind of happy that Damian Pierce is returning, and mm-hmm. looks like he'll be ready to go. How are you feeling now that you have these running backs back?
Interested.
Okay. I was wondering.
Very, very interested.
I was trying not to, I don't know if poison the water is the right word, but like influence your response.
How do you get 4-2?
I want to see how positive you were going to be.
Well, no, I'm very optimistic because Mixon is back. That's the main reason. But you got four running backs. How do you get 4-2 that are going to be the dominant, ball carrier?
I think you've already seen how you get 4-2 earlier on in the season or in week
Damian
one.
Pierce, back to Damian Pierce and Joe Mixon.
And Dare is active, although this time you're not having British Brooks in that way, but I do wonder if Tegan Quatoriano takes that slot mm-hmm. in that moment. So you might go back to an inactive Cam Akers again, which I know would not make you the happiest. But
wow.
It's quite a possibility. Now, maybe you're also not keeping Steven Sims active, but John Mechie is. Like, mm-hmm. I think that you might be in that place where it looks a little bit more like week one again, just because you have those guys back.
You think it will? Do you think it'll look like week one again?
John Lopez disappointed.
John Lopez wants to see more Cam Akers. Right now, let's head out to New Caney and talk to our homies at the Buffalo Wild Wings. It is Clint Sterner and my guy B. Scott as well. Fellas, first of all, how's it looking out there?
Man, it's beautiful. I talk to y'all all the time about Buffalo Wild Wings and the low lit lounge vibe that they got going on, and this is New Caney Buffalo Wild Wings got to set up in an area where it's almost like we're on stage, man. If I feel like if I could play some music and sing, this is where I would be. I wouldn't be worth a damn now. Yeah. I can tell you that right now.
It's literally the only thing that we're missing.
Yeah, man,
it's the only thing that we're missing is some kind of musical ability. And something to feature in that way. But it does look like that type of vibe.
That's it. But, guys, we were up here last week, and they came out, man. This place was full. People grubbing. The bar area was full. We had a ton of listeners. We gave away a bunch of tickets, which, by the way, we got a bunch of great giveaways today as well, including tickets and Bud Light gear and obviously the Visa gift cards that Bud Light provides. So big-time giveaways in a big-time part of the city where, obviously, there's a lot of listeners up here, man. This is we get a solid turnout, no doubt about it.
Yeah, man. Excited for you guys to have some fun out there. You guys want to weigh in on this? Obviously, you're mixing back at practice today. Damian Pierce looks like he might be able to go. What does the active running back situation look like? Also, someone brought up the idea of Damian Pierce. Also, does he have the opportunity of returning kicks again and jump right back into that? Where are you guys looking at?
Well, I hope that doesn't happen. I mean, that would be the first thing that I would disagree with how they're dealing with hamstrings. If my running back's got a coming back off a hamstring injury that's put him out for a month, I damn sure don't want him returning kicks. Mm-hmm. But I see where you're going with it. I mean, he clearly is going to be able to do that at some point in time. I think Tank could do it. I mean, he would be phenomenal at it as well. So they got options there. But when it comes to kicks and punts, I would be okay if that $7 million insurance policy Robert Woods didn't assume all those responsibilities, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but I think it's
Big news back on a Thursday practice. The last time we got him back was on a Friday practice, and it didn't really mean much because they weren't really doing much on a Friday walkthrough, and it turned out that he wasn't ready to play on Sunday, and that was 2 weeks ago now. But to see him play or participate in a Thursday practice to me is a huge sign, and if you can get Joe Mixon added into this run game, they got issues that we talked about at depth, like that go far beyond just who the running back is, but he definitely makes an enormous difference in what their run game is capable of.
Don't give Reg too much in this damn crosstalk now. We're gonna touch on that.
Perfect timing.
Hey, here's the deal. I do want to chime in on that on them white folk rap songs y'all got going on.
I think you
on.
Have the credentials for that, yes, sir.
Well, I thought y'all nailed some of them, but we do have Clint to weigh in.
I mean, look, you nailed a bunch of them, and I'll be honest, there's a few things in life where I lean more towards Reggie and B. Scott when it comes to rap music. Rap music is one of them. And so I don't know if like legitimately what I get down with would necessarily represent what white folks made platinum. I don't know if that always goes hand in hand. However, the fact that Pony wasn't on that damn list, I'm going to tell you right now, man. I ain't never met a cool-ass white dude or a fine-ass white girl that didn't dance to Pony, man. And I mean get it. I mean get in trouble
get
to
it.
Pony. It comes on. My wife right now to this day, I could walk in and say, hey, Google, play Pony. And my wife would come unglued, y'all. I mean unglued, boy.
Well, because
I can't believe that one didn't make it, Fig. What in the hell's going on, Cleveland?
Yeah, I think Fig was gearing towards hip-hop, but you know what? But that is not universal amongst all skin colors. It's that one right there. I'll tell you that. For damn sure. So, man, excited that the vibes are already
that
on.
That was very good.
Get out there.
That was a very good take, Clint. I like that.
If you want to get out to New Caney, you better get a move on right now because the fellas are getting going. You're listening to KILT, KILT HD2 and Odyssey Sports Station. Go sign up. Go win some prizes. Go hang out with the fellas because right now the drive is live.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.